You know when you walk past a bakery and they have those little pieces of cake out on a toothpick? Like you weren't planning on buying anything.
Right.
But you try a bite, it's amazing. And suddenly you're walking out with a $20 box of pastries.
Yeah, I mean, they removed the risk. You didn't have to guess if it was good before actually opening your wallet.
Exactly. And that zero risk taste test is, well, it's the secret weapon for cracking a locked door in the career world. So, welcome to today's deep dive. We are mapping out exactly how you can land a top-tier startup internship in 2026.
Even if you have absolutely zero credentials to your name.
Right, zero credentials. We're drawing on this really bold essay from June 27, 2026. It's by Yuri Tormitsky, called How to Get an Internship in 2026. So, okay, let's unpack this. Yuri's core premise is honestly highly controversial.
Yeah, it really is.
He says if you want the absolute best internship, you have to start by working for free.
It sounds totally counterintuitive, I know, but this is the value wedge strategy. Like, think about what a wedge is. It's a simple tool, right?
Right, you just jam it in there.
Exactly. You insert something small and frictionless to force open a massive, heavy door. If you apply normally, you're just banging on that door with a sparkling resume, hoping someone answers.
Getting ghosted, usually.
Yeah, getting ghosted. But walking in and offering highly valuable free labor is like sliding your wedge right under the frame.
His whole mantra throughout the piece is basically work for free, prove the value, get paid.
What's fascinating here is the psychology of startup founders. I mean, founders at that early stage are just heavily bottlenecked by
They're
execution.
doing everything themselves.
Right. They simply do not have the bandwidth to onboard and manage a traditional intern. So if you remove the friction of management and just ship completed work at zero financial risk to them,
You aren't an intern anymore.
exactly, you become a vital growth lever.
And Yuri actually executed this when he was just 15 years old, which is
Wow.
wild.
Yeah.
He wanted to learn how to build companies, so he reached out to eight different CEOs on LinkedIn, offering his time as a web developer in exchange for mentorship. But hang on, I have to push back here.
Sir, go ahead.
Isn't the whole point of a job to earn money? I mean, aren't we just telling people to get exploited here?
See, this raises a really important question. You have to look at this as a calculated short-term sacrifice. It's not a permanent state of exploitation.
Right, it's a stepping stone.
Yeah, Yuri wasn't just throwing free labor into a void. When he messaged those CEOs, he didn't just ask for a favor. He attached a custom redesign of the CEO's own website directly in the message.
Oh, a website redesign is the perfect wedge because
Yeah.
you don't need a company email or like access to their private servers to fix it.
Right, you just do it.
Yeah, you do it from the outside, ship the work before they even reply, and you instantly provide visual proof of your competence.
And it worked. I mean, it yielded a 6 out of 8 success rate. We were talking about CEOs running companies with tens to hundreds of millions in annual recurring revenue.
Which completely flips the traditional power dynamic. Usually a 15-year-old is, begging for 30 seconds of a CEO's time.
Yeah, exactly.
By shipping the tangible work first, Yuri forced these massive founders to actually pay attention to him.
But getting a CEO to reply to a teenager is only step one. The actual goal is getting paid, which means you have a ticking clock the second you start that free work. You can't use the wedge forever.
Right, so you double down for a strict period, usually like 1 to 2 months.
Yeah.
Because you aren't on the payroll yet, their expectations are literally on the floor.
Oh, absolutely. So every time you deliver a win, it hits exponentially harder.
It feels like a massive bonus for them.
Exactly. And after 30 to 60 days, you have to force the pivot from free to paid. You approach the founder and say something like, I've loved saving you $5,000 this month on web development, and I'd love to formalize this arrangement moving forward.
You have to initiate that uncomfortable conversation.
You do. And even if they genuinely don't have the budget and they say no, you still walk away with a premium title from a high-level startup on your CV.
Which makes landing the next paid gig infinitely easier. And here's where it gets really interesting. Yuri distills this entire transition down to a golden rule. Provide so much value that not hiring you becomes the stupid decision.
I love that. If we connect this to the bigger picture, you are bypassing the traditional ladder of credentials and degrees. You're letting the undeniable quality of the work just speak for itself.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? It means the gatekeepers are completely gone as long as you're willing to hand out a free sample.
Yep, the door is open.
Which leaves you with this challenge. If you wanted to intern for your absolute dream company tomorrow, What value wedge could you build for them this afternoon?
It's a great question.
Could you redesign a weak logo, fix a broken landing page, revamp a dead marketing campaign? What could you ship for free today that would make ignoring you a stupid decision? Put your kick in a toothpick and make them take a bite.